Hi, everybody. Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in to another bite-sized political podcast. Hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about the fact that things are getting very hairy for Zelensky in Ukraine. But before we get to that, just a reminder that if you enjoy this, do hit the heart button before it finishes, as it finishes. And if you want to support the platform and the work that we do here, please consider buying me a coffee, link below, or dropping a dollar or a pound or a Bitcoin in the donor box below as well. Okay, so where are we? Well, if you listen to the mainstream media, what's happening in Ukraine is as follows. Number one, the EU are fast-tracking them to become fully signed-up members of the European Union. Yeah, take that, Putin. And meanwhile, the West is continues to make noises about the UK is going to train up, is it 10,000 Ukrainians so they can be slaughtered in the months ahead. Remember, Ukraine is losing about, 200 soldiers a day at the moment? 200 a day, dead, with another 800 or so wounded. So if you're training up 10,000, that gives you 10 more days worth of supply of soldiers. But anyway, never mind that. We're being told Zelensky standing strong. Nobody best Zelensky. Okay, so here's a headline. Ukrainian forces in Zverodonetsk have been told to withdraw, according to a top regional official. What? No. We were told only last week that Ukrainian were pushing the Russians back in this crunch, town city. No? Did I misread that? The city is the focus of Russia's invasion. It's not an invasion, it's an incursion, as Moscow tries to take control of large parts of East Ukraine. Remaining in positions that have been relentlessly shelled for months just doesn't make sense, the Luhansk regional governor said. Russian forces have made advances in recent days and have nearly encircled the city and its twin city, Lysychansk, right? So you've got Severodonetsk and Lysychansk. These are the two cities that are critical to the Russian ambitions to control this region. And once they've got these two cities, which looks, according to the, what's the source here? BBC. This is the BBC, by the way, right? According to the BBC, these last two cities, when they fall, that's it. That means that the objectives of what Putin wanted will have been achieved. Game over. Contrary to the lies put out by the mainstream media, Putin has never wanted to control all of Ukraine. It's a huge country. He already controls an area equivalent to the size of England. So that's been a huge geographical area, which is the area where Russian-speaking people live. Now, the BBC continues to show just how disingenuous and wicked it is by saying Russia's President Vladimir Putin has falsely claimed that Russian speakers in the Donbass have been the victims of genocide. Well, why is that a false claim, BBC, when it's a matter of fact that from 2014, the people living in the Donbass have been, because of the fact that they are Russian-speaking people and have historical ties to Russia, they've been the victims of shelling and killing and terror from the Nazi forces of Ukraine. So it's not a false claim. This is the BBC being false. This is the BBC that was telling you, oh, don't worry about it. Zelensky's highly trained, highly motivated forces are going to hold Severodonetsk. They haven't. They're fleeing. And this has been the difference between what the media report and what actually happens. On the ground, the Russians are slowly and surely winning what they want. What do they want? Well, they want Donbass. Why do they want Donbass? Because the people in Donbass, the majority of them speak Russian. And because they want to be essentially, at the very least, independent republics, maybe with Soviet or with Russian protection. I don't know, but I mean, you know, they certainly don't want to be part of Zelensky's power base. So that's why this is happening. So we do see here in the east of Ukraine, the reality on the ground is that the Ukrainian forces are once again retreating, just like they retreated in Mariupol, just like, you know, oh, but we were told, David, forget about that. The songbird of Mariupol is going to kill them all. The ghost of Kiev is going to kill them all. It hasn't. These are all just stories being planted by BBC journalists, I believe, and then spread around the world. But there's a reality check. You can put out all the propaganda you want. You know, you can talk about ghosts of Kiev, songbirds of Mariupol, the great battle for Severodonetsk, all these things. But in reality, all that's happening on the ground is the Russians are winning. And people are dying. And you will recall back at the end of January, myself and Alana Mercer were calling for there to be sort of de-escalation of inflammatory language in over Ukraine so that there wouldn't be war. We both oppose war. We think war is the worst thing that can conceivably happen. But unfortunately, NATO in particular, which is the US and UK to a large degree, they wanted the war. And now they've got the war and they're fighting Russia. It's a proxy war with Russia. We all can see that. It's a proxy war with Russia and they're fighting it to the last dead Ukrainian. The problem is that there's a lot of those. And I think that's a tragedy because every life is precious and it's sad to see so many Ukrainian lives being lost. But that doesn't bother the likes of the propaganda such as the BBC, who will continue to pump out endless drivel, even as I said, the Russians methodically capture everything that they want and win everything that they want. Oh yes, there's been setbacks for Russia as well. I'm not a Russian apologist. I'm just pointing out on the ground that Russia has pretty much achieved that which Putin said. He has essentially denazified the Azov battalions. They've been pretty much wiped out, captured, gone. And he has captured then this eastern part of Ukraine, which is the Russian-speaking area where the people are implacably hostile to the Kiev regime. That's the Kiev regime which has bombed them, terrorized them, killed them, and which the BBC denies all of that's happening, even though it did report it back in 2014. So there you have it, my friends. More truths emerging from Ukraine, and they're not what the mainstream media want you to believe.